Beautiful, beautiful song. Luke chapter 2, please. Luke 2, verse 25. Familiar passage this time of year, but maybe a little different way of looking at it, a little different thought. Luke 2 and verse 25. I mentioned this morning the title is Since He Didn't Come or Since the World Didn't End. And either one will fit as far as the title. Probably most appropriate since He didn't come. Luke 2 and verse 25. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people. A light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thy own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Aser. She was of a great age and had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she coming in that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. Father, please bless the preaching tonight, and just speak to our hearts, and help us, Lord, to realize that this couple, these folks, Simeon and Anna, Lord, they're a wonderful, wonderful picture of really us. Certainly not this event that took place, but the events that took place day after day after day when the Messiah didn't come. I pray that you'll speak to our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. Of course, the Messiah had been promised. The Jews were looking for the Messiah. They were longing for the Messiah. You read the Old Testament and you study the Hebrew history in that, and you know that it was a people, actually many still are, unfortunately, because they missed the Christ, the Messiah. But these elderly folks, Simeon and Anna, are two people, and just two that the Bible talks about here, who this story is, they see baby Jesus. Finally, they've been waiting, and they see the baby Jesus. He is the Messiah. He is the anointed one. He is the Christ. And now they see him. He's Emmanuel, God with us. And they're so happy as you read this passage, you understand how thrilled they are. In verse 27, the Bible talks about Simeon and how excited. He says in verse 29, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. I mean, he's not saying that with a frown on his face. He's saying that in a rejoicing way. He's absolutely thrilled. He's seen the Messiah. Of course, Anna here in verse 38, she coming in that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord and spake of him to all them. In other words, it wasn't just her, but all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. And they're thrilled. They're so excited. They're rejoicing. And here the Messiah had come. But here's the message tonight, and that is this. How many times didn't he come? How many days ended and the Messiah hadn't come? How many times did Simeon go to the temple and look for the Messiah and be excited about the Messiah, but he had to leave knowing that the Messiah had not come? How many times, the Bible says, Anna stayed at the temple. She was there all the time. And how many days went by the sun set, and though the sun rose in the morning and Anna was all excited and looking for the Messiah, but how many days went by and the sun set and still no Messiah? No, tonight I want to talk to you about since he didn't come. In other words, you know, when he came, I mean, honestly, it's exactly what we would expect. They're fired up, they're excited, they're thrilled, but The truth of the matter is, there were days and days and days and days and days and days full of months and months full of years where he never came. He never came. In fact, all of the rest of the time, he never came. He didn't come until he did. And that was the majority of their lives, if you understand what I'm saying. Their attitude was exactly what we would expect when he came. They're rejoicing. But I'm more interested in what happened when he didn't. I'm more interested in what happened when they were disappointed at the end of the day and Messiah didn't come. No, I want to know how they react. Simeon, what did you do when all the guys said, "Hey, you still waiting on the Messiah? What's your problem, buddy? What do you, you said he was coming. He hadn't come yet. What's your problem?" I'd like to know their attitude when he didn't come. I'm interested because that's really where we live. Because we're looking for him. We're looking for him to come. By the way, you're supposed to look for him to come. We're supposed to be looking. We're supposed to lift up our eyes and watch for the Lord Jesus to come. See, this is really where we live. It's not when he came that we know what we're going to do when he comes. When the rapture takes place and the trumpet sounds and we go, man, we're going to be shouting. Some of you that haven't shouted in a long time, you're going to shout. Some of you, your heart hadn't gotten over 60 in the beats. You know, it's going to start going faster. You're going to be excited. You're going to be fired up. You're going to sing the songs that we sing. You'll rejoice and sing joy to the world and praise the Lord. But here's the thing. Where we live, though, day after day after day is when he didn't come. Where we live is hey, the world didn't end. Amen. And by the way, it can't end. It'll be at least 1,007 years from whenever the rapture takes place. So we know it's not going to end that way. But boy, the rapture sure sounds good, doesn't it? But what if the rapture doesn't take place tonight? What are you going to do? See, I'm interested, Simeon and Anna, I'm interested in what they're going to do. I'm interested, what did they do day after day after day that he didn't come? What did they do? Number one, they kept looking for God. They kept looking. Day after day went by. The Bible says in verse 25, "Behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. The same man was just and devout." Watch what it says. Waiting. He was waiting. He just kept looking. Verse 38, Anna was looking. She was with all, it says, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. Hey, what'd you do at the end of the day? Well, the next day I got up, I had my bowl of Wheaties, and I looked for him. That's what I did. Well, what'd you do when he didn't come at the end of the day? Well, before I went to bed, I looked out, and I glanced, and I watched, and I looked. They just kept looking for God. Amen. They didn't give up. They didn't get discouraged. Each time that he didn't come, they said, "Well, if he didn't come today, he'll come tomorrow. If he didn't come today, then I'm going to look for him tomorrow." And no matter what anybody else said, no matter what anybody else did, here's two people that said, "You know what? We're going to keep looking for God. We're just going to keep looking for God." Look at Matthew 24, 42. Matthew 24 and verse 42. The Bible says, "Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come." Watch, watch, watch. Matthew 25 and verse 13. "Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh." Watch, watch, watch. Here's our action. Hey, Simeon, what are you going to do? I'm going to watch. Hey, Anna, what are you going to do? I'm going to watch. Well, aren't you disappointed that he didn't come? I may be disappointed, but that does not take away my responsibility. I'm supposed to just keep watching. I'm going to just keep looking for him. Okay, he didn't come. Listen, just because the predictors are wrong, by the way, they're always going to be wrong. Don't we realize they're always going to be wrong? These verses say, ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man comes. Nobody's going to predict that. Nobody's going to be able to predict the rapture. Nobody's going to be able to predict the end of the world. It's not possible to take place. So what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to watch. Hey, look, the Bible says watch, don't predict. Just watch, watch. Hey, the world didn't end, did it? No. And it's at least 1,007 years away after the rapture. Don't know when the rapture is going to be. Jesus didn't come. So what are you going to do about it? I'm going to watch. And that's what he told me to do. That's what I've been doing. I didn't make a prediction. Not going to make any predictions. You just watch. People, you know, I think a lot of the predictors are really, they're working for the devil to try to get us off guard and to get discouraged because he didn't come. Hey, Anna, how many days did you go where he didn't come? Well, a whole bunch. Simeon, how many days did you faithfully go to the temple and check and look around and watch and he didn't come? Oh, it was many, many, many days, months, years. And he didn't come. So what'd you do about that? I watched. Because he did come. Because he did come. Oh, how many folks are, you know, we get disillusioned by the idea. Somehow we think that some way these things are going to happen like predictors say. And we start to get our hopes up. And hope deferred maketh the heart what? Sick. And all of a sudden we become sick over something that is such a wonderful, blessed promise of God that he's coming. He didn't tell us that to discourage us. He didn't tell us that to disappoint us. He told us that so that we'd watch. I'm coming back. Watch. By the way, I'm coming back. You don't have to worry. I'm coming back. You don't have to fret. You don't have to fear. I'm coming back. Simeon, you don't have to worry. Messiah's coming. Anna, you don't have to worry. Messiah's coming. What are we supposed to do? Look for him. Look for him. Just keep looking for him. Keep looking for him. Amen. Jesus didn't come. Watch. Can you imagine Anna and Simeon at the end of the day? People would make fun of them at the end of the month. Hey, you know, a month's gone by. Oh, no, months went by. How about at the end of the year? Hey, it's been a whole nother year. He didn't come. Where is this Messiah? You said the Messiah's coming. Simeon, you said you were going to live until he came. You're not going to die until he came. Hey, you're going to be awful old, buddy. No, no, no. Just what are you supposed to do? I'm going to watch. I'm just going to keep watching. My God said so. You know, can you hear him? Just I can almost hear the cat calls. Simeon, you ought to get a life, buddy. You're just waiting on something. And it hadn't happened all these days. And it hadn't. And you know what? It hadn't happened for us yet either. But it will. It will. Praise God. It will. You know, I read this passage, and every time I read it, I think about the hurt that they must have felt different times. I think about the darts of discouragement Satan must have flung in their direction over and over again. I look around the room, and I see so many areas where we could say, you know what, I've known disappointment. I've known that end of the day where something didn't happen that I was wanting to happen. I've known the hope deferred that maketh the heart sick. I've known those things. But what are you going to do? I'm going to do what Anna and Simeon. I'm just going to keep looking for God. Okay, if he didn't answer my prayer today, then I'm going to look for him to answer my prayer tomorrow. If he didn't answer my prayer the way I wanted him to, then I'm going to look at which way he decided to answer my prayer. He doesn't always say yes. He doesn't always say maybe. He doesn't always say no. He doesn't always say, but I guarantee by him not saying or whatever happens, he said. What are you going to do? I'm going to trust him. What are you going to do? I'm going to keep looking for God. I'm going to keep looking for God to do something great. I'm going to keep looking for God to come. I'm going to keep looking for God to answer my prayer. I'm just going to keep looking for God. Each new day, what are you going to do? I'm going to watch. Each new day, what are you going to do? I'm going to look for God. Every day, I'm going to look for God to do whatever it is that he needs to do. I'm going to look for God. I'm going to look for God from the time I get up. I'm going to watch what he did. Hey, God gave, look, the sun just came up. Isn't that wonderful? Praise God. You know, in Michigan, we go for long periods of time during the winter without seeing the sun. And praise God, the sun came up. Well, hallelujah. I woke up. I'm still alive. Isn't that wonderful? Reach over, touch the wife. She's still alive too. Isn't that a blessing? Praise God. Hey, we still have a house. Our house didn't burn down tonight. Nobody got drunk on our porch and kicked our door down. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful? Mass murders didn't get in our house and massacre us through the night. Isn't that a blessing? What are you going to do? I'm just going to keep watching. I'm going to watch. I'm going to watch what God does. You didn't realize God kept you safe all night last night, did you? You didn't realize God let you breathe all night. You didn't realize God kept your heart beating all night. You didn't realize, you know, I'm just going to keep watching God. I'm going to keep looking for God and looking for what God's going to do. That's what Simeon did. Simeon, what are you? I'm just going to watch. I'm going to wait. Anna, what are you? I'm looking for God. I'm still looking. I'm with a group of folks. We're looking. They just kept looking. And since he didn't come, they didn't get weary. Since he didn't come, they didn't quit. Since he didn't come, they didn't get discouraged. Since he didn't come, they didn't give up. Hey, listen, that's pretty good advice. Amen. Amen. Since he didn't come, don't be weary. Since he didn't come, don't quit. Don't be discouraged. Since he didn't come, he's coming. Since he didn't answer your prayer, don't give up on him. Since he didn't answer your prayer, don't be discouraged. Don't be weary. Don't quit. Don't be bitter. Hey, just keep looking. He's God. Keep looking for him. Keep looking for God. He's going to do something. Keep looking. And you know what? He will come. Acts 1, verse 11. Look at it real quick. Acts chapter 1, verse 11. Acts 1:11, the Bible says, "Which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." He's coming. He's coming back. One of these days, he's coming back. And when he comes back, according to Acts chapter 1:11, I'm going to be with him. Amen. But the next time I see him, the next call, the next thing that takes place, we're going to be called up to meet him in the air, and we'll be with the Lord forever. We'll be with the Lord. What are you going to do? I'm just going to keep looking for him. I'm just going to, you know what? I know God's real. I know God's real in my life, and I'm just going to keep looking. I'm going to look for every sign, everything that God is doing in my life. Oh, I'm not talking about mystery signs and weird signs and Mary pictures of Mary crying and all that. I'm talking about real signs. I'm talking about, you know, God blessed me. God kept me alive. God worked in my life. God, you know, I get up, and when I get up, I look out and see the church is still standing. Amen. I see the line of buses still out there. Unless it's real foggy, and then we have fog delays, you know, because the alley's dangerous. But I look out, and I see the lights are on over here. And I see the street lights. And we didn't have a power outage like the Bells were talking about, where they had to cuddle up real close. That's not a bad idea, really. But the heat's not working. And I thank God when the furnace kicks on. I thank God when you flip a switch and the light comes on. I thank God when you take a shower and it's hot water. And we want to say, yeah, but he didn't come. Well, praise God, he is coming. And if he doesn't come, I'm just going to rejoice in what he's doing. Because I'm looking. I'm looking for God. I'm not looking for bad things. I'm looking for God. I'm not looking for bad people. I'm looking for God. I'm not looking for negative things. I'm looking for God. And my God's a positive God. And he's got great things for me. What'd they do? They kept looking for God. Number two, what else did they do? They kept listening to God. They kept listening to God. Verse 26, the Bible says it was revealed unto him. Well, how was it revealed unto him if he wasn't listening? Hello? How is anything revealed to us if we don't listen? You know, honestly, we come to church so God can reveal things to us through his word. We read our Bibles. We sit at home and we read our... You don't have devotions just to say you had devotions. You don't read through the Bible, just say I read through the Bible. You read your Bible so that God can reveal something to you. You listen to preaching so God can reveal something to you. You ask God before a service or before you read the scripture, you say, "Oh God, please speak to my heart." Why? Because I want him to reveal something to me. That's what Simeon did. He said, "I'm going to keep listening to God." Wait a minute, he didn't come. Aren't you mad at God? I'm like, I can't be mad at God. Are you kidding me? Yeah, but it's been years, Simeon. It's been all these years. You've gone to the temple. You thought Jesus was coming. You thought the Messiah was coming. And you're going to keep listening? Oh, you better believe I'm going to keep listening. Amen. You know why? Because he did. And he will. He will. Praise God. Man, I like this message. And look at verse 29. The Bible says, not only was it revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost, but the Bible says that he said, "Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word." According to thy word. Somebody says, that was awful presumptuous. Not if you get in the word. You could presume a lot when you get in the word and you start claiming promises of God. You can presume all kinds of things. Well, God said. God said this. God said that. God said that he would. He told me to ask and it shall be given me. Ask and it shall be given. Ask and it shall be given. Oh, you people, you just keep asking God. That's what he told us to do, is to ask. And it shall be given. Glory to God. And you know, the biggest problem in all of that is not why it didn't happen when we thought it should happen. It's that we don't ask. Hey, Simeon, what are you going to do? Oh, he's revealed some things in his word, and he revealed some things to me because I listened to his word, and he revealed some things to me because I listened to preaching, and he revealed some things to me because I wanted him to speak to my heart. And when I asked him to speak to my heart, he did. He did. Praise God. Verse 37, it says of Anna, she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple. Wow. What's she doing? She's listening to God. She said, I'm going to stay in God's house and I'm going to listen to God. Departed not. God had not let them down. God just let them know that his timing is always perfect. How many people? Pews are empty in different spots all over the room. I know we have a lot of people out of town, but you know, I mean, there's people all over. They are not in church tonight. They are not interested in church tonight because hope deferred made their heart sick. You know what? If God's not going to do it, I'm not going to listen to God. I'm thinking of somebody right now, told me almost those very words. Hey, if God won't do it, by the way, it always is like this. The way I think, then I will not listen to God. Boy, you know, Simeon and Anna are really glad they waited and they kept listening to God. They kept listening to God. God hadn't let them down. God has perfect timing. Perfect, always perfect. I look around, there's people all over that have been disappointed. One thing or another, you've been disappointed. Something let you down. Something hurt you. Something just like a knife dug right into you. Listen to me. God is still God. God still loves you. And you need to keep listening to God. You say, oh, no, I listen to God. And I'm not sure. Listen to me. That's exactly what Satan wants you to do. He wants you to turn God off. He wants you to quench the Holy Spirit. He wants you to grieve the Holy Spirit of God. Listen to me. You need to be like Simeon and Anna and say, I'm going to keep listening to God. Oh, the false prophets will do their thing all day long to try to get us to lose faith. You know, well, he didn't come. He's not held down to man's timing. He's not restricted by the Mayan calendar. Are you kidding me? Look at 2 Peter 2, verse 1. These false prophets. 2 Peter 2 and verse 1. If it's any encouragement to you, I'm on the back page. 2 Peter 2 and verse 1. The Bible says, there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. There's always going to be false prophets, or always have been. Look at 1 John 4, verse 1. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 1. Always going to be proclaimers. Always, they're going to be on the Christian stations. Hello, they're not going to be on Demon 94. They're going to be on the Christian stations because they're false prophets. They're claiming something that they are not. They're not going to be on the devil's channels and all that. Well, they might be, but those people are already gone. They're after you. They're trying to get you to quit reading your Bible. They're trying to get you out of church. They're trying to get you to quit praying. They're trying to get you to quit walking with God. They don't want you to look for God. They don't want you to listen to God. No, listen to me. They are doing all they can to try to get you away from the fact that, hey, you know what? He's got it all under control. 1 John 4, 1, it says, beloved, believe not every spirit. See, that's where we live today. We believe every spirit. But he says, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits. What do you mean? Put them on trial, whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Put them on trial. He is coming. He is coming soon. But soon could be 100 years. I don't know. He's coming. No dates. Can't set any dates. But you know, I think about Simeon and Anna, and I imagine they had the date setters back then too. Oh, we got it all figured out. Messiah is coming today. And Simeon, you know what? I'm just going to look for him. That's what he told me to do. Anna, I'm just going to keep looking for him. That's what I was told to do. But a whole bunch of people got all bent out of shape and excited. Oh, this is the day. This is it. And it didn't happen. And what happens? They quit soul winning. They quit going to church faithfully. They got disillusioned after he didn't come. Huh? And after he didn't come, the naysayers all come out and say, why do you listen to God? Why do you even pay attention to God's word? You see, my response to those kinds of people is like Peter in John 6. Look at it. John 6 and verse 67. I love this response. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? Here's what Peter said. Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Where would we go? You, God, you have the words of eternal life. If you didn't come today, then I'm going to look tomorrow. And I'm going to keep listening to you till you do come. Or till I go. Amen. Amen. You have the words of eternal life. He did come. And Simeon saw him. And Anna saw him. And understand, folks, he will come again. Just like he said he would. And you know what? Whether the Mayan calendar says so or not, or whatever other the next thing is. By the way, all these predictions are usually predictions because of a failed prediction. Months before, years before. Because of a failed prediction, months before, years. Because we can sell books and we can make lots and lots of money off of all these people. But you know what? The world will end. 2 Peter 3, 7, write it down. Revelation 21, 1 to 4, it will end. What are you going to do, preacher? I'm just going to keep looking for God. What are you going to do? I'm going to keep listening to God. That's what I'm going to do. And you know what? Every time that knife of disappointment enters into me, I have to decide, all right, I'm just going to, you know what? You didn't let me down. I'm just going to keep looking for you. You didn't let me down. I'm just going to keep listening to you. What else did they do? Number three, they kept living for God. They kept looking for God. They kept listening to God. Number three, they kept living for God. Verse 25, you know what it says about Simeon? It says he was just and devout. What's that mean? It means he did right. The Bible says the steps of a good man, I guess that's a guy that's doing right, wouldn't you say? The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And on that day, verse 27, he came by the Spirit into the temple. Well, but the fact that he was doing right, he came by the Spirit because he was led by the Spirit into the temple. Could you imagine Simeon's been waiting all that time and he just can't wait to see the Messiah? And if on that particular day he got discouraged, bent out of shape, Holy Spirit said, hey, I want you to do this. And he said, no, I'm not going to do what you said. I'm going to do what I want to do. And could you imagine he'd have missed out on that thing he'd been waiting for? I wonder how many prayers are like that we pray, you know? And the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And what do I need to be then? Well, I just need to be a good man. What's that mean? I just need to do right. I got to do right because I want to take those steps. Because I've got prayers that I'm praying. I've got a vision of things for my life. I've got things that I want to see God do in my life. I got miracles that I'm begging God for, and I'm looking for Him. So I want to be where I'm supposed to be all the time, as best I can. And so Simeon figured that out years and years ago. And each time he was disappointed. Each time the Messiah didn't come. Each time, I'm sure there were those that said, hey, Simeon, why don't you get a life, man? Each time he said, you know what? I'm just going to do right. And people said, but come to the movies with us. He said, no, I'm just going to do right. They said, go to the club with us. He said, no, I'm just going to do right. They said, come to the rock concert with us. He said, no, I'm just going to do right. They said, come and listen to our gossip. He said, no. He said, I don't want to miss out on anything. Amen. Yeah. They said, come on, Simeon, what about your old life? Doesn't it call you? Calls me all the time. But I've decided I just want to take the steps he orders me to take. And if I get out of whack, I might miss out. And those steps led him to the temple. The Bible says about Anna, she departed not from the temple. What do you mean? They just kept living for God. Each day, they had to decide. Why? Because every day before ended with him not coming. Can you imagine every day ends with disappointment? Wasn't that the way it is for us? Do you want him to come? Even so, come quickly. Do you want him to come? Then end in a disappointment when he doesn't come? Or do we even think about it? I can tell you this, they thought about it. They thought about it often. And each day they got up in the morning and they had to decide, because the day before, it ended with him not coming. Hey, you know what? The devil is going to tell you God let you down. The devil's going to tell you that God failed you. The devil, I guarantee, there's people already, they're bent out of shape because of the election. Their life, their whole life's ruined because of the dumb election. Oh, what are we going to do? And oh, now we've got all kinds of stuff going on. And we do. And we're headed for some rocky, bumpy roads. But you know, God's people have had rocky, bumpy roads. How about the 40 years in the wilderness? How about water coming from a rock? How about manna from heaven? Did God take care of his people? Does he take care of his people? Of course he does. But Satan will say, oh, look, you might as well just go back to your drinking. And people do. Why? Because they were disappointed. Because God didn't do it the way they thought that he should. Hey, Satan says, just skip church. Just skip church. Why? Well, God didn't do what you thought he should do. You don't need to tithe. Just do your own thing. So many allow a disappointment in their life to control their life. But Simeon didn't, and Anna didn't. They just kept living for God. I've had people say, aren't you mad at God? Why? Why would I be mad at God? Well, he didn't do what you thought. It's not up to me. It's always up to him. Isn't it up to him? I remember years ago, preacher in Marion Baptist Temple in Marion, Indiana, he said, just give your bank account to God. He didn't say, reach up and grab the change in your front pocket. He didn't even say, let him have your wallet. He didn't even say, give him your checkbook. He said, just give him everything. And I remember saying, God, it's all yours. It's all yours. Right now, it consists of a lot of bills. Sorry. It's all his. What are you going to do? You know what? I'm just going to keep living for God. I'm not going to let disappointments. I suppose if we really looked at it, every day is a disappointment because he doesn't come. It means yesterday was a disappointment. He didn't come. That means Friday was a disappointment. He didn't come. That means in just a few hours from now, if he doesn't come, I guess we're going to all be disappointed. Or we're going to say, praise the Lord, he's got it all under control. Because he does. They just kept living for God. Number one, they kept looking for God. They kept listening to God. Number two. Number three, they kept living for God. Number four, they kept loving God. They just kept loving God. The Bible says in verse 25, the second part, it says about Simeon, says the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. The Holy Ghost was upon him. What's that mean? That means he had to empty himself of himself. Why did he do it? Because he loved God. He had to say, fooey on me. I want all of you, God. I want all of you. Look at 1 John 4, verse 10. They just kept loving God. It's hard for me to understand. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 10. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. That's how I can love Him. And you know what? That means I can love Him no matter what happens, because He sent His Son to be the propitiation for my sin, to be the satisfaction for my sin, to save my soul. I can always love Him. It has nothing to do with what happened today, what happened tomorrow. It has nothing to do with having glaucoma. It has nothing to do with being disappointed. It has nothing to do with the economy. It has nothing to do with an election. It has nothing to do with what happened today or what didn't happen or what answer to prayer I did not get. It has everything to do, completely to do with, God, I love You. And I'm just going to keep loving You. And that's what they did. Because it's all based on, the only way I can love Him is because He first loved me. There you go. What happened to Anna? She served God with fastings and prayers night and day. She loved Him. Devotion, loving Him. She was in His place, the temple, with His people. Are you listening? Yeah. Look at 1 John 4 and verse 20. 1 John 4, verse 20. So good. 1 John 4:20. If a man say, I love God and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? Well, we have to believe that Anna and Simeon, they loved those that were serving with them in the temple. They loved His place, His people. They loved His portion for them. Oh, you say, yeah, but preacher, they saw the Messiah just that day. What about all those days before? Everything said about Simeon and Anna is said about their life before they saw the Messiah. What about all the days they didn't see the Messiah? Amen. Yeah. See, we've got it all figured out. Boy, when the rapture takes place, I'm going to love God. I'm going to put a big bear hug on Him. Put a big bear hug on Him tonight before you go to bed. Amen. Wake up with a big bear hug on Him. Oh, God, You're so good. You saved my wretched, wicked, hell-deserving soul, God. Amen. Put a big bear hug on Him then. Oh, when I get to heaven, I'm going to bow down to the feet of Jesus. And when have you been to the feet of Jesus? At 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm just saying. You know, they love God. They love God. And I'm just going to keep loving God. Verse 28, it says, then took he up in his arms and blessed God. Bless God. But it wasn't unnatural for Simeon. It was very natural for Simeon. Because he hadn't quit blessing God. Verse 38, Anna, she thanked Him. She gave thanks. Why? She hadn't quit thanking Him. Even though day after day after day after day after day, He didn't come. But she still thanked Him for the day. Day after day after day after day, He didn't answer our prayer. But we should still thank Him for the day. And day after day after day after day after day, we didn't get that miracle we prayed for. But we should still thank Him for all the miracles we did get. And day after day after day after day, do you thank Him? Do you praise Him? Do you worship Him? No, do you love Him? And they just kept loving God, even though He didn't come. They kept looking for God. They kept listening to God. They kept living for God. They kept loving God. Number five, they kept leaning on God. And that's what it all boils down to, you know? I mean, really, if we get it, even in any little part of our little pea brains, just a teeny little cubbyhole of our little brain, that somehow God let us down, boy, does that grow fast. Amen. It does. Oh, it does. If we just let a little wedge of doubt get in our little pea brains, you know, it's not very long, and it's a huge chunk of doubt that God let us down. that somehow God in heaven, the creator of all the universe, let us down, then we don't lean quite like we did before. Because you know what? We don't trust quite like we did before. It's like when we get saved, I'm counting on this so I can go to heaven and not go to hell. And you know what? Right then, now you take that faith and now you live by that faith right there. God, I trusted you with my soul. I can trust you with my measly few dollars I've got. I trusted you with my soul. I can trust you with the next few years that I've got. I trust you with my soul. I can trust you that you said to watch. I can keep watching. You said to do right. I can keep doing right. Hey, God, if I can give you that, if I can trust you with my soul, I can lean on you for everything. You know, I read about old Simeon, verse 29. Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. To me, that's like a long sigh. As he held the baby Jesus. Can you hear him? Ah, praise God. You know, some of us are going to have that big old long sigh someday. Amen? Amen? But till then, isn't it wonderful that we can lean on the Lord? The Bible says, you know what it says here about Anna? It's amazing. She was a widow. And the Bible says this about her. It says that she was a widow of about in verse 36, she was of the tribe of Aser. She was of great age. Now, I don't know what that is. I'm sure it's well over 54. Great age. And she was a widow. She was either a widow for 84 years, or when she was 84 years old, she became a widow, or it was 84 years since she'd been a widow. The Bible doesn't necessarily say, but obviously she spent many, many days alone. But the truth is, no Christian is ever alone. We go to our widow's banquet every year, and such a blessing to be around such greatness of ladies who've learned how to live alone when they were so used to someone else. It's hard. It's always hard for me. It's always humbling to be around those dear folks. And sometimes it's not just ladies. It's widowers as well. And the truth is they learn a secret that we all know and we all believe, kind of, and that is that we're never alone, that he's with us. Praise God. And over the scripture says that he says, I am with you. I am with thee. He said in Matthew 28, 20, lo, I am with you always. And we're never alone. Hey, tonight you say, I just don't understand why Jesus didn't come. I just don't understand why he didn't answer that prayer. I just don't understand why this had to happen. I just don't understand. I hoped and I prayed and I wanted and I was disappointed. I just don't understand. Then let me close with Proverbs 3. Proverbs 3 and verse 5, familiar verses. And it just goes back to what I believe with all my heart that Simeon and Anna learned. As day after day after day after day after day, they looked and he didn't come. They waited and he didn't come. And you say, I just don't understand it. And Proverbs 3 verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. And Simeon, you go down to the temple today. You're in for a surprise. And there's the Messiah. There's the Messiah. Anna, you're here, just like I told you. And there's the Messiah. And that day came. And you know what? That day will come in our lives. Whatever it is, the coming of Christ, the going home to heaven, the answer to prayer, the miracle that we're looking for that day. Oh, it may not happen the way we think it should, but I got news for you. When you trust God, it happens. And when it happens, you're always glad that you trusted the Lord and you leaned on Him and you did everything that He said. And boy, what a blessing when He answers that prayer and when He does what He said He would do. Let's bow our heads, please. Since He didn't come. Oh, over the years, I've seen so many quit since He didn't come. I've seen so many get discouraged since He didn't come. I've seen so many bitter since He didn't come. They didn't get that answer to prayer. They didn't get that thing that they longed for. They didn't get that thing they dreamed of. It didn't happen. It didn't happen the way they thought it would. Oh, their hearts broken. Mine has been broken so many times. And I'm sure that Simeon and Anna felt that at times. What'd they do? They just kept going. What are you going to do?